Chapter 3. The Girl from London. It was 12 o'clock when Bond left the hotel. He decided to drive down the coast road. He wanted to look at Le Chiffre's villa. An hour later, Bond walked into the Hermitage bar. He went to a table near one of the windows. He ordered a drink and looked round at the expensively dressed customers. After some minutes, he saw Mathis on the pavement outside. He was with a dark-haired girl. Bond waited for them to come into the bar. He pretended not to see them.
"It's Monsieur Bond," said Mathis. "Are you waiting for someone?" "No. This is my assistant, Mademoiselle Lynn. My dear, this gentleman is from Jamaica. I took a radio to his hotel this morning."
"Would you both like to have a drink with me?" asked Bond.
He called the waiter and ordered drinks. Then the two men talked about the weather and about Royal Les Eaux. The girl sat silently. Her hair was very black. Her eyes were deep blue. Bond was excited by her beauty. But the girl seemed cool and uninterested. After some time, Mathis turned to her.
"Excuse me," he said, "but I must telephone the Duburn about dinner tonight. Do you mind eating alone this evening?"
"No," she answered. "It's all right." Mathis went to the telephone near the bar. Bond looked at the girl.
"It's not good to eat alone," he said to her. "Would you like to have dinner with me tonight?"
"I'd like that very much," she said warmly. She smiled. "And then we could go to the casino. Perhaps I'll bring you good luck."
They arranged a time and a place to meet.
Bond felt that she was excited about the job. Perhaps they could work well together. She was beautiful, and he wanted to sleep with her, but only when the job was finished.
Mathis came back to the table, and Bond called to the waiter for his bill. "I have to get back to the hotel," he said.
Mathis and the girl watched him leave. Then Mathis moved closer to her.
"James is my very good friend," he said. "I'm glad that you've met each other."
"He's very good-looking," the girl replied after a moment. "But there's something cold and..."
Suddenly there was an explosion outside the bar. The window behind them shattered. Mathis and the girl were pushed back into their chairs. There were screams and people began to run towards the door.
"Stay here,"
Mathis said to the girl. Then he jumped out of his chair and climbed through the broken window.